This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Today we're back in 1 Chronicles, and if you've been listening to the last several episodes, you know that I've been reading the genealogies of the children of Israel. The first time I recorded the Bible, and I'm on my third time through doing the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible this time, I know I mispronounced a lot of those names. A few years back, I was hired to read the Douay-Rheims Audio Bible, and I wanted to be sure I read them right, so I did a lot of study. Long story short, over a two-year period, I wrote an easy-to-use pronunciation guide that includes every name in the Bible. Having that resource has really helped reading these names again as we read through 1 Chronicles again. And it's not because I wrote the book. Are you kidding me? There's about 7,000 names in the Bible, and there's no way I can remember every one of them. So I've been using my book for help. If you need a great resource like this, you can have your own copy. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. And when you decide to buy, be sure to use discount code AB2. That's lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, AB2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. The website again is easybiblenamesguide.com for Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Hey, how are you? This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 452. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read 1 Chronicles 8 and 9 from the New Century Version. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his first son. Ashbel was his second son. Ahara was his third. Noha was his fourth. And Rapha was his fifth son. Bela's sons were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoah, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud and leaders of their families in Geba. They were forced to move to Manahath. Ehud's descendants were Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. Gera forced them to leave. He was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Shaharam and his wife Husham had sons named Abitab and Elpael. In Moab, Shaharam divorced his wives Husham and Beera. Shaharam and his wife Hodash had these sons, Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcham, Jeaz, Sakiah, and Mirma. They were the leaders of their families. Elpael's sons were Eber, Misham, Shemed, Beriah, and Shema. Shemed built the towns of Ono and Lod and the villages around them. Beriah and Shema were leaders of the families living in Ajalon, and they forced out the people who lived in Gath. Beriah's sons were Ahio, Shashak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpath, and Joha. Elpael's sons were Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab. Shimei's sons were Jacob, Zichri, Zabdi, Eleini, Zilithai, Eliel, Adiah, Bereah, and Shimrath. Shashak's sons were Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zichri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel. Jeroham's sons were Shamshari, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jaarishiah, Elijah, and Zichri. The family histories show that all these men were leaders of their families and lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel lived in the town of Gibeon, where he was the leader. His wife was named Maacah. Jeiel's first son was Abdon. His other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeah. These sons also lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul, and Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. Micah's sons were Pithon, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah. Rapha was Biniah's son. Eleasa was Rapha's son, and Azel was Eleasa's son. Azel had six sons: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were Azel's sons. Azel's brother was Eshek. Eshek's first son was Ulam. His second was Jeush, and Eliphelet was his third. Ulam's sons were mighty warriors and good archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 of them in all. All these men were Benjamin's descendants. 1 Chronicles chapter 9. The names of all the people of Israel were listed in their family histories, and those family histories were put in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were captured and forced to go to Babylon because they were not faithful to God. The first people to come back and live in their own lands and towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. People from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. This is a list of those people. There was Uthai, son of Ammihud. Ammihud was Omri's son. Omri was Imri's son. Imri was Bani's son. Bani was a descendant of Perez, and Perez was Judah's son. Of the Shilonite people were Azaiah and his sons. Azaiah was the oldest son in his family. Of the Zerahite people, there were Jeuel and other relatives of Zerah. There were 690 of them in all. From the tribe of Benjamin, there was Salu, son of Meshulam. Meshulam was Hodaviah's son, and Hodaviah was Hasanua's son. There was also Ibniah, son of Jeroham, and Elah, son of Uzzi. Uzzi was Mikri's son. And there was Meshulam, son of Shephatiah. Shephatiah was Reuel's son, and Reuel was Ibnijah's son. The family history of Benjamin lists 956 people living in Jerusalem, and all these were leaders of their families. Of the priests, there were Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, son of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was Meshulam's son. Meshulam was Zadok's son. Zadok was Merayath's son. Merayath was Ahitub's son. Ahitub was the officer responsible for the temple of God. Also there was Adiah, son of Jeroham. Jeroham was Pashur's son, and Pashur was Malchijah's son. And there was Maasai, son of Adiel. Adiel was Jazara's son. Jazara was Meshulam's son. Meshulam was Meshillamith's son, and Meshillamith was Immer's son. There were 1,760 priests. They were leaders of their families, and they were responsible for serving in the temple of God. Of the Levites, there was Shemaiah, son of Hashub. Hashub was Azrikam's son, and Azrikam was Hashabiah's son. Hashabiah was from the family of Merari. There were also Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, and Mattaniah, son of Micah. Micah was Zikri's son, and Zikri was Asaph's son. There was also Obadiah, son of Shemaiah. Shemaiah was Galal's son, and Galal was Jeduthun's son. And there was Berechiah, son of Asa. Asa was the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. Of the gatekeepers, there was Shallum, Akkub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shallum was their leader. These gatekeepers from the tribe of Levi still stand next to the king's gate on the east side of the city. Shallum was Kori's son. Kori was Abiasaph's son, and Abiasaph was Korah's son. Shallum and his relatives from the family of Korah were gatekeepers and were responsible for guarding the gates of the temple. Their ancestors had also been responsible for guarding the entrance to the temple of the Lord. In the past, Phinehas, Eleazar's son, was in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with Phinehas. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the temple. In all, 212 men were chosen to guard the gates, and their names were written in their family histories in their villages. David and Samuel the seer chose these men because they were dependable. The gatekeepers and their descendants had to guard the gates of the temple of the Lord. the temple took the place of the holy tent. There were gatekeepers on all four sides of the temple, east, west, north, and south. The gatekeepers' relatives who lived in the villages had to come and help them at times. Each time they came, they helped the gatekeepers for 7 days. Because they were dependable, 4 gatekeepers were made the leaders of all the gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they were responsible for the rooms and treasures in the temple of God. They stayed up all night guarding the temple of God, and they opened it every morning. Some of the gatekeepers were responsible for the utensils used in the temple services. They counted these utensils when people took them out and when they brought them back. Other gatekeepers were chosen to take care of the furniture and utensils in the holy place. They also took care of the flour, wine, oil, incense, and spices, but some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. There was a Levite named Mattathiah who was dependable and had the job of baking the bread used for the offerings. He was the first son of Shallum, who was from the family of Korah. Some of the gatekeepers from the Kohath family had the job of preparing the special bread that was put on the table every Sabbath day. Some of the Levites were musicians in the temple. The leaders of these families stayed in the rooms of the temple. Since they were on duty day and night, they did not do other work in the temple. These are the leaders of the Levite families. Their names were listed in their family histories, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel lived in the town of Gibeon, where he was the leader. His wife was named Maacah. Jeiel's first son was Abdon. His other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was Shimeam's father. Jeiel's family lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was Kish's father. Kish was Saul's father. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. Micah's sons were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was Jada's father. Jada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was Moza's father. Moza was Binea's father. Rephaiah was Binea's son. Eliezer was Rephaiah's son, and Azel was Eliezer's son. Azel had 6 sons: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. They were Azel's sons. May God bless the reading of His Word. Chapter 9 gives us a glimpse into how the temple operated. In verse 22, we see that some men were chosen to guard the gates. Some of them were responsible for guarding the utensils used in the temple, and some were chosen to take care of the furniture. Some, the flour, wine, oil, incense, and spices, and some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. One had the job of baking the bread used for offerings, and some men had the job of preparing the special bread that was put on the table every Sabbath day. And there were musicians. Each had a job, a calling. Think of all the activity in the temple. It was a busy place. And with all this organization, it probably ran very well. Our churches today have various jobs and responsibilities that have to be filled. And just as certain men were called to fill jobs in the temple, I believe that whenever a job needs to be filled in the local church today, God supplies the right person. Ephesians 4:11 and 12 says, "He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. His purpose was to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ." Do you have a job in your church? My personal belief is that we are not called to a local church for the sole purpose of warming a seat on Sunday mornings. There is something for you to do, a responsibility to fulfill. If you don't know what that might be, ask your pastor or other leader. I'll bet they can find just the right spot for you. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 452.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_. This podcast is made possible in part by listeners who participate in the value for value concept. It's easy. If you feel like you're receiving value from this podcast, then I need your support. Just go to support.lifespringmedia.com for all the details. And my thanks to my friendly editor for his very consistent support of the show. Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.